Less Than Three Press presents Dance with the Devil by Megan Durr. Read for you by Paul Morey. Case number 503, The Devil's Consort. Chris groaned in protest as the blanket shifted and cool air slipped beneath them. "Rrrf," he grumbled, still too asleep, too exhausted to manage better. He got a soft, warm chuckle in reply, and then the blankets were rearranged so that he quickly warmed up again. Chris would have preferred to have a certain long, lean body still wrapped around him, but the blankets would suffice. "Rrrf," he mumbled. Another soft chuckle, and his head was turned just enough for a soft kiss to be pressed to his mouth. Then a quietly murmured, "See you later, beautiful." And Chris heard footsteps walking away from him, muffled against the carpet. The bedroom door opened, then quietly clicked closed, and he was alone. He burrowed deeper into the soft bedding, pulling the blankets more securely around him and letting his sore, tired body relax again. Comfortable, sunk in the sense of sex and magic, warm and sated, Chris drifted off back to sleep. The shrilled, ringing buzzing of the alarm clock jerked Chris out of a pleasant dream a couple of hours later. He reached out and swiped at the alarm clock, annoyed when he knocked it off the nightstand, but satisfied that it stopped making noise. Dragging the blankets back up, he settled in for another 10.